Well, welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's Wednesday. What a pleasure to be here with you, Karen Cataline. And I guess I refer to myself, for the lack of a better, I don't know, shorthand here, commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. And boy, I'll tell you, the powers that be, and they shouldn't have any power at all, don't want us to rabble-rouse. They don't want us to think for ourselves. They don't want us to be able to say no. What does that sound like to you, ladies and gentlemen? Sounds like tyranny to me. And yeah, I rant about it a lot, mostly because I scratch my head that this could be happening in America. But somehow I was thinking, I was having a come to Moses moment, and I said, you know, is this make good radio? I don't know. Part of what makes good radio, I hope, is for you to participate. And if you're listening live in this very first segment, we have room and time for your phone calls. So 844-769-2944. Do you recognize that something is wrong in America? Does it feel to you like our most fundamental principles and Bill of Rights are under attack in September 2021? Amazing that we're in the last quarter of 2021, and we're still dealing with this threat and this hysteria over coronavirus as things get clamped down more and more and more and more and more. So, are you feeling that? What do you think about the demands, the mandates, the bullying, the intimidation that just keeps getting ramped up the more people recognize that there are things we know can treat coronavirus? Many people are saying, well, it's really just a really bad flu. Somehow that's blasphemy. You know, kind of like the scarlet letter. You now have a scarlet letter on your chest if you say anything they don't like. I posit the question, is it about obedience or is it about information? Under the guise of, oh, that's misinformation. Well, they're the ones that are putting out misinformation. They're telling you, you better not disobey. My overall feeling about all this, my overall thought about this, is that it's the obedience stupid. Nobody's stupid here. But, you know, they say it's the economy stupid. Well, it's the obedience stupid. It's about obedience, all of it. What they want you to be obedient about is much less important that you learn than that you learn to not question, not think for yourself, turn yourself into a robot, into a zombie, and do as you're told. The reason this is so heartbreaking for all of us who love liberty, who know how precious liberty is because it is a direct assault on that God-given right. It is a direct assault on our ability to navigate our lives as we see fit, to question and doubt what we choose to question and doubt, and have the free access to information. Isn't it interesting? The fancier the televisions get, the worse the TV programming gets. The more access we have to information on the internet, where you could ask your phone, what year did Lou Gehrig die, and you'd find it in a matter of seconds. You could ask your phone whether brown shoes go with a black suit, and you'll get even opinion as well as, in that case, it's just an opinion. You can ask your phone anything if you have that silly little virtual, that virtual assistant, which I've come to appreciate. You know, I can ask the virtual assistant, what's the address? What are the three best restaurants in Dallas, Texas, or El Paso, and they will tell you where the best restaurant is. So the more access we have to information at the click of a button or at the utterance of our language to ask Alexa or whatever, the more they want to limit our information. Think that's an accident? I don't think so. Did I say the number? I don't know if I did. 844-769-2944. It's 844-769-2944. The great joy of live call-in talk radio from anywhere within the axis of my voice. Now, if you're listening live on or on shortwave or the many ways that they put out the Power Hour radio show, think about listening live from 11 to 1 Central Time as we broadcast, whether it's me or someone else, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 Central. You can call in. I don't know if they'll have open lines, but I try to have open lines at least once per show, if not twice. The number is 844-769-2944. Now, in my news feed, I saw several stories, as I often do, that are all related, all connected, all part of a much bigger and, frankly, ugly, ugly picture. Headline, and I'll give you the source. It's truthbasedmedia.com. Quote, "We are on the verge of the greatest shortage of healthcare workers in U.S. history." We are on the verge of the greatest shortage of healthcare workers in history. You notice they're trying to force cops out of their jobs. They're trying to force military out of their jobs, all because they refuse to take the experimental jab. And we are seeing thousands of injuries and some deaths for a vaccine that I remember years ago, Tylenol. They pulled Tylenol off the shelf because there was a death. And that was the right thing to do, because Tylenol was tainted. Now we have evidence after evidence, which is now being suppressed in the service of oppressing you and I. We're not allowed to know alternate opinions. Suddenly science is one opinion. Has that ever been the case? I don't care how far you go back. You could ask Albert Einstein and he'd say, one opinion in science? No, that's narrow-minded. No, the very essence of science is to consider, to use deductive, inductive reasoning, to consider possibilities, and then throw them out if they're not right. But to be told there's only one way, and it's dangerous for you to hear or know or think something different than we tell you? Well, that is a cult, ladies and gentlemen. That's what every cult has done down through history. It is dangerous for you to think differently than we tell you. Oh, and let's add insult to injury. If you think differently, if you don't do as we say, then not only is it dangerous for you, but somehow we're doing all this for your own good. That's what I was trying to say. I was trying to pull that out of my brain there. That all this oppression, persecution, bullying, intimidation, threatening people with their livelihoods, with putting food on the table, is now in September of 2021 because they care about us. Because it's for our own good that we become lemmings and slaves to what they tell us. Never mind that they have absolutely no credibility, none whatsoever, zilp, zip, zilch, nada. They change their mind every 5 minutes, and they've been proven wrong again and again and again. Fauci, of all people, was engaged in actually developing a virus that has brought down businesses, that has killed people, people with pre-existing conditions, and he's handing out advice on what to do to stop it? Are you kidding me? That's like a bad B sci-fi movie. But to get back to the point at hand, these three news items, you see how everything's connected? Oh, my goodness. We are on the verge of the greatest shortage of healthcare workers in history. Is that for our own good? Well, we are now hearing stories that healthcare workers are also being treated like lemmings, robots, zombies. If they offer a treatment that the patient requested, they are being threatened with their job. You cannot prescribe something that people have heard will help help people survive and get over the coronavirus. Now we've been dealing with this going on almost 2 years, and nobody has focused on treatment. They've only focused on jab, 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 do as we say, or you're going to lose your job. And notice they go after what truly are the essential workers in society: police, fire, healthcare workers, EMS, military. Those are the people that protect us and keep us safe. Those are the people that are under attack right now. So you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, who's really under attack here? I mean, yeah, it's the military and the police, but it's also you and I. Those people that are protecting us are under the greatest bullying we see in healthcare workers. There, we saw this with James O'Keefe, who, by the way, came up with a third, count them three now, audios. He's doing the heavy lifting on exposing corona and corona fascism than almost anybody, because he's like that little fly on the wall that exposes what people who are also being bullied think when they think they're not being recorded. See, a lot of people know that there's fraud going on here, but they're afraid to say so because they're being threatened and bullied. Now, when I was a kid and I used to hear about that in the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, that people whispered under their breath what they really thought because it was dangerous. They could be sent to a mental hospital as a political dissident simply for questioning and disagreeing. I was horrified and shocked that any society anywhere would do that to its people. That the mere questioning, the mere thinking for yourself, the mere living your life as you see fit is a threat to a dictator. And in fact, it is. It is a real threat to a dictator for you to think for yourself, which is why it's so important for you to continue to do so. Now, it's clear that these people who are firing New York health workers are now being fired, just to give you. And this is the Epoch Times, one of the great, fair, reasonable papers. Thousands of New York healthcare workers are placed on unpaid leave and face firing over the vaccine mandate. How about that? Thank you, Selena Zito, for that news item. So rather than to have healthcare workers who can help the sickest of us, New York is firing people for not behaving when those healthcare workers have seen the possible injuries from this unuseful, unhelpful, unsafe, and probably ineffective vax. How many people are you hearing that are getting COVID and who have been, quote, fully vaxxed? So if it's not working and it's killing people, then when they said it's safe and it's effective, were they telling the truth? Would you believe someone who keeps saying it's safe and effective when right before our very eyes we can see it is possibly not safe and not effective? And guess what? You get to make your health care decisions. The government does not. But it'll take a long time for this to work its way through the courts. And unfortunately, there are corrupt judges. Our judiciary has also been corrupted, I'd say, in preparation for just such a time as this. So, yes, we're living in very dangerous times. But it is increasingly important to keep your head screwed on straight, to basically take breaks from all of this, because I've learned that I got to do it too. I have to stay on top of the news so I can talk about it. But you know what? Nobody can possibly stay on top of all of it. And you have to keep, hate to use a cliche, but you have to keep the home fires burning as well. You have to make sure that you cultivate the best of what is in your life, your loved ones, your friends, your family, your kids, your parents, the people that you love, and to give them the attention they deserve. And I'm saying this to myself as well, that I have learned this week how important that is to stay focused And very frankly, another one that's not a cliche is the AA motto, God, give me the strength to accept the things I cannot change. We don't know if we cannot change this yet. To change the things I can and to know the difference. Wow. I used to didn't think that that was such good advice, but I sure do today because we are living in extraordinarily challenging times where people who are in a position of authority are giving the exact opposite advice than what our common sense tells us, and we're being bullied into playing along with a game. The game. That is why in the old Soviet Union, they actually went along verbally and let them, and let people think that they believed them, the government, the communist government, when they didn't, just so they could go along to get along. But deep down, they always kept their own counsel. Now, if we don't speak up now, there will come a time, God forbid, tooey, when we won't be able to. People are getting shut down now. The only way to counter that is to do the kind of things that are the biggest threat to them, which is to think for yourself. Now, I must accentuate here, as I talk about the New York healthcare workers placed on unpaid leave, who face firing if they don't take the jab. They're healthcare workers. Non-doctors, non-healthcare workers are telling healthcare workers what's best for them when the healthcare workers who were, you know, made into gods 2 years ago, now being treated like slaves, are being told, you better take this experimental jab or you don't have a job. Now, did you ever believe that could happen in the United States of America? What I was going to say is that it bears repeating and making very, very clear that the people who are being bullied and intimidated for simply exercising their God-given liberties, they don't want to control anybody else, remember. You know, if you want to take the vaccine, take it. If you want to wear a rag on your face in a grocery store, do so. I would venture to say that liberty-loving, good and decent people are not going to bully you for wearing a mask, although you are perpetuating the lie if you do so. But they're not going to bully you for wearing a rag on your face that has been proven does absolutely nothing, but worse, shows that you're compliant to tyranny. It erases your face. It basically erases your unique, beautiful face and says, I must cover it up and do as I am told. Now, but if you choose to do that, I don't think liberty-loving people are going to come up to you and bully you and beat you up and arrest you, as is happening in Australia for people who do not put a rag on their face in public outdoors. I saw a video of an elderly couple sitting on a park bench outdoors in the sunshine who were harassed and bullied because they weren't wearing a mask in public. Is that the kind of world you want to live in? Is that the kind of country we want to live in? We're right there with them, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because they are drumming out of their jobs people who still exercise their free will. And exercising your free will means you have a right to say no to the jab. So basically they're saying, if you still are exercising your free will, we're going to fire you. The sad part is, and this is the kicker, is that sadly they get what they want either way. Either they get people to take this jab, which nobody knows what's in it. I encourage you to listen to Catherine Austin Fitz, my interview last week, which I posted on my website at KarenCataline.com, that, in fact, none of us fully knows. What the heck is mRNA? I don't know. I'm not privy to that. I do know that the state of Israel has proven that you are 13 times more protected with your natural immunity if you've already had coronavirus, which many, many people now have had, than to take a jab. I do know that many people are saying that the jab is actually creating the variants that they are using to bully people back into submission, back into wearing masks, back into shutting down, back into being forced to take the jab and others being forced. You see how hard it is to keep up with all this stuff? So they win either way, because they can weed out people in the healthcare industry, the military, the police, and other essential services if they have a mind of their own. But you know what? We must stand up. No matter the price, we have to stand up and say that if we comply to their bullying and intimidation, we just get more bullying and intimidation. It's just like a schoolyard bully, only worse. I refer you back to that wonderful movie, which we may or may not see this year during Christmas, The Christmas Story, where Ralphie takes bullying and intimidation for, I don't know, three-quarters of the movie. Three-quarters of the movie, he is utterly scared down to his cute little socks. What a cute kid he is. And he's scared to death of this bully, a mean, nasty bully. Many of us remember bullies growing up. And finally, after being bullied and pushed against a wall long enough, he doesn't just haul off and hit the bully. He is out of control. Well, that's what happens when you let a pressure cooker build up. I do not in any way advocate violence. I advocate peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation with evil if you believe it's evil. That's what I advocate. Okay? So, want to tell you who we're going to be able to hear. Actually, I don't know if I have enough time to really tell you, but we have a couple of terrific guests this couple of hours here on the Power Hour Nation. I thank you for joining us and coming along for the ride. In the future, don't hesitate to call me if you're listening live, 844-769-2944. We want to build up our stable of callers, first time and otherwise. Karen Cataline, it is the Power Hour Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host for today, and I'll be back with you on Friday. Karen Cataline, commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. And I have to tell you, I love listening to Joyce Riley. Unfortunately, I never got to hear her on the radio, but I have listened to a couple of her shows. And I just love hearing her do those commercials because I know how much our listeners loved her. And pay tribute to her and in her memory. And in her memory, I don't know if this is in her memory, but I do want to tell you that there's a sale on the Power Hour Mall this week. There's a 10% off site-wide sale this week, excluding dropship products. So all you got to do to take advantage of that discount at the Power Mall, is to go to www.thepowermall.com, or you can call 877-817-9829, as Joyce so well put right before we came on the air live. Also, last week we talked about Cash Friday, and I have continued to take advantage of this because I think it's something all of us can do. There's lots of things we can do, but one of them is to pay cash. It's not illegal to pay cash. No matter how much they tell you, you're not allowed to pay cash. You're not allowed to use your own cash money ever since we digitized currency and digitized the marketplace. But if you want to show your own, not only your own protest, but simply to be able to buy and sell at will by paying cash, either on Friday or as much as you care to. It was Catherine Austin Fitz last week who introduced this. And to that end, Catherine, another Catherine, who's here at the Power Hour Radio Show, said that she will honor Cash Friday with purchases at the Power Mall. And I think that's a great idea because not every online service will do that for you, but they will. You can do that through check or money order cash, which is, believe it or not, cash. So using cash so that it is a direct attack on the so-called cashless society that the Great Reset requires. Now, I don't understand the whole reasoning why, but I do know that there are a lot of nannies out there, a lot of busybodies who want to know about you, what you purchase, how much you pay for it, when you purchased it, where you go, what you do. And if you're if you've been studying up about the so-called Great Reset, which sounds like something out of a, like I said, a bad sci-fi movie, their motto is, you will own nothing, but you'll be happy. Think about that for a minute. You will own nothing, but you'll be happy. They're not saying we're going to give you the choice to own nothing and be happy. They're going to say, you will be happy and you will own nothing, right? It is a demand and done with force, not with a choice. You know, Israeli communes, at least, kibbutzes, that was voluntary socialism. What we're talking about here is all of this being imposed upon us against our will. That is why liberty and freedom is such an essential, absolutely essential part, or rather, I should say, getting rid of, abolishing liberty and freedom is what is necessary for a socialist, communist world government to exist. You can't do it otherwise, because people still have brains and they want to use them. So that's kind of what we're up against. Somebody who is telling people this is for your own good, which is what we handed before, you know, which we spoke about before. And, you know, if you don't like it tough, we're going to force it upon you anyway. So Cash Friday is, in my opinion, a terrific idea, and it's terrific to use all the time, Cash Friday. If you have any of those Visa gift cards, you can use those too. Sometimes people buy them for others, or they use them for themselves, because the point is to try and track people and their purchases. And ultimately, because we already see this in communist China, they have a social credit score. If you do as you're told, we'll let you buy food for your family. If you do not do as you're told, we're going to make sure that you can't get, you can't buy and sell. Now, I've said this before. If I were a Christian, I'd believe that was the mark of the beast. Because isn't there something in the mark of the beast about buying and selling, unless you show your homage, show your obedience to something other than God? Wow. And then there's that motto that I do love, that I made up. God gave us free will. We should never expect less from our government. We should never expect less from our government. If God himself gave us free will, why is it man decides that they're going to take it away from their fellow citizens? Well, one of the ways they do that is to create nannyism, to tell you all of this is for your own good, when really they're taking away your rights, not only to make your own decisions, but to accept your own consequences. Did you notice that early on, when they were instituting soft tyranny in this country, and we're well on our way to something much harder than soft tyranny, I'm sorry to say, they wanted to absolve people of responsibility and consequences for their own behavior. Now, in years past, liberals, progressives, Democrats, they were thought to be bleeding heart liberals. Now, some of them bought into it. Well, just don't be so hard on the beeve, you know. Don't be hard on the beeve. You know, let them skate this time for doing something wrong. Don't prosecute. Don't punish people for their bad behavior. Well, when you do that, you are treating adults like children. You're saying that adults don't have a right to make their own decisions and accept their own consequences. I just wanted you to know, by the way, before I continue, that we, for whatever the reason, aren't getting our guest. I bet you figured that out by now, that we are not getting the guest that we had planned for whatever the reason. Maybe he had a problem, and that often happens in live talk radio. So I'm going to give the number out because it looks like we're going to go until the next break. And we've got a fair amount of time that we could take your call about some of the things I'm talking about. But believe me, I have a lot I could talk to you about. I enjoy even more dialogues instead of monologues. I think dialogues are better, mostly because a lot of people are being taught to stop listening to one another. Have you noticed that? When you call customer service, do you notice that you are being told what to do, even if you want to buy their product? That actually happened to me this morning. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. So the number to call if you're listening live, looks like we have an unexpected open line segment right now. Unexpected. The number is 844-769-2944. And you know what? I will talk to you about anything. If there's something that's been bugging you, and you want to talk about it, it doesn't matter if it's something I haven't brought up. You are welcome to call in. If you are furious at what I'm talking about and you think that what I'm saying is I'm totally cracked and idiotic, you know what? We believe in free speech here, and you're allowed to call in and question and doubt and discuss and debate. I could, if I wanted to offend you all, I could pull up the audio of Hillary Clinton screeching at the top of her lungs during the Bush administration. It's that long ago, in which I can hear her in my head saying, "We're allowed to disagree with any administration. We can dissent." Is it funny? They're always the ones to shut everybody else down when they get half a chance. Yeah, it's not that funny. I'm not laughing anymore. Okay, so the number is 844-769-2944. And if you do not want to call in, we have a new call-in listen line, which I also want to give you because it's really cool. If you're in your car and you have that Bluetooth thing, you could just call and listen to us as if we are on your radio. That number is 631-359-8232. Last I checked, it was still working. 631-359-8232. Now, here's what I wanted to share with you in the meantime. Sometimes before airtime, my husband laughs at me because I call these customer service people, either because we need help with our phone, I want to buy a product, I'm obviously not calling the Power Mall and getting fabulous customer service. But when I call, it is amazing to me that after I've gotten through the automated robots, which are just ridiculous, you know, if you want to if you're interested in seeing a video on a herd of cows going east on Thursday, press 1. If you don't want to do that and you want to have a hamburger for lunch, press 2. So they go through all of these options because, of course, they're robots. They don't have the benefit of thought that human beings do, no matter how much they try to automate and use, fake intelligence, whatever that's called, artificial intelligence, which is the direction we're going. The problem, too, is that have you noticed in customer service that the human beings, when you finally get a human being on the phone, they've been trained to act like a robot. Have you noticed that? It's amazing. They're trained to act like a robot. When they answer the phone, they say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. We're happy that you called. In order to give you better customer service, what is your first name, please?" So then you give them your first name, and then they continue to interrogate you about what you want because that's the way they've been trained. They've been trained to behave like a robot and to train and to teach you to behave like a robot, to answer questions, to take orders, to do as you're told. Gone are the days with some of these companies where you can call and say, "Hey, I just had a quick question. Do you have any extra coupons for this product that I'm trying to buy from you?" Now, those days are gone. They're trained to behave just as robotic as the automated system that it took you 6 phone calls and 3 different transfers to get to. The reason I bring this up, because I've been kind of ambivalent about bringing it up as an issue, is because I didn't know if I'm the only one. I think sometimes, you know, I rant and I rave about certain things because it's an indicator of the way human beings and Americans are being treated today. That when your government treats you like a lemming, like a slave, like a serf, then customer service treats you that way too. They no longer see you as the customer. They see you as a necessary evil. In many cases, it's the government that's their customer and not you. Well, gosh, how about that? The government is your customer. Whoa. All right. So that's one of the reasons, just as another shameless plug, you can go to the Power Mall and actually get somebody on the phone and talk to them on the phone. 877-817-9829 if you want to call the Power Mall, or you can shop online. But if you want to call, I don't think you're going to get treated as if you're a robot and the customer service is a robot too. The reason this is so important is because it goes to the cheapening and the demeaning and contempt, big words I know, or just a lot of adjectives, of humanity. The contempt that these people in power have for you and me cannot sadly be underestimated. And I've been watching it for a long time. That's the other thing. Last night I got to thinking. I said, so, you know, I used to, I'm a complainer for a long time now. And a complainer, I mean that maybe they are right because my name is Karen. I'm a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. I think that's funny. Somehow that, too, is a way to demean not only white people, but people who take issue with something, who complain. Now, just because my name is Karen, I just think it's hilarious that they use that as a collectivist diss on all white women. That's another subject. But last night, I was thinking how long ago it was that I was beginning to notice a kind of nannyism in advertising. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but I used to talk about it in my blogs back when. And do you remember with clickbait on any kind of internet news site? There was clickbait, and it would say, you're doing this all wrong. You're peeling a banana all wrong. You've been doing this all wrong. You've been doing that all wrong. Guess what? You aren't as smart as you thought you were because you didn't listen to us. Advertising took a distinct shift. In the years around the time of Obama, I was noticing advertising uniformly changing and telling people, instead of building up customers to say, you know, you're smart, you bought a Cadillac or whatever it may be. You're smart because you took part in using our product. Instead, it was demeaning advertising. You know, you're dumb if you don't buy this. Or, again, you've been using this product all wrong. I've noticed it, and I wondered, are they conditioning people to be less fiercely independent? Are they conditioning people to be less fiercely self-sufficient? And then right after that, we started to see them demean and bully and put down masculinity, because masculinity is the essence of self-sufficiency. Masculinity, people who live out in the country, who don't live in cities on top of each other, dependent on the government for everything, including their transportation. They take public transportation. They are much more dependent on city services than rural people. So what was the first thing they did? Well, Hollywood started to demean and put down rural people, not only because they want to be divisive and set people apart, city people against country people, black against white, old against young, rich against poor. Whenever there's divisiveness of this kind, it always helps the central planners, the government, to amass power. So while people are buying into this fomenting of hatred, they're also, some of them, buying into the notion that they just don't know as much as the experts, that there's really only one way to peel a banana. Well, did anybody ever tell that advertiser, I know that you might think there's one way to peel a banana, but I'm just weird and creative enough to want to do it this way. I'm making a banana split, and I'm going to slice it right down the middle and put a banana on each side like they used to do with Dairy Queen. Maybe they still do. You know, so petty stupidity in advertising designed to put down the customer instead of build him or her up. Propaganda and demagoguery designed to put down self-sufficiency, independence, the nuclear family, personal responsibility. All of those things have been under attack in preparation for this next step that we are watching, that now that we've been softening you up all this time to tell you that being concerned about your own personal liberty, your own right to live your life and make your choices as you see fit. Now it's selfish to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You're not allowed to do that. You have to listen to us. Well, the only people that would listen to that sort of thing are people who have already been softened up and beat down enough to buy into such a ridiculous notion. Have you noticed that liberty stopped being marketed as a wonderful, precious, wonderful idea years ago? You never really see that. What you did see was Donald Trump bringing it back. America first, liberty, freedom, faith in God, all of those things that always did make America strong, prosperous, and yes, great. And yet, that was what the left that is now in power hated more than anything else. So it wasn't his orange hair. He doesn't have orange hair. He has blonde hair. It wasn't his orange man bad. It wasn't just that he was an outsider and different. If he were an outsider and he was marching in lockstep to every America destructive policy that they had been pushing for decades on end, they wouldn't have hated his guts. If he suddenly had gotten co-opted by the G7 and the G9 and whatever, and you know what? Global one world government socialism and communism is A-okay with me. I just love that. It's okay if we bow down to China and Russia. It's okay if men have died for our rights to have a free country. We're just going to throw that right down the tube and do as the radical left says. Betray our country and turn it over to the communists. If Donald Trump had said that, I don't think they would have had any problem with him at all. And how do we know that? Because the people that are now in power are the ones that demeaned and trumped up hatred and poison against Donald Trump, all of which have been proven to be lies and propaganda in order that there are still people today. I talked to him on my Facebook page. There's still people today who think every problem in this country is Donald Trump's fault, even now. He hasn't been in office for, 9 months? The country has gone, I hate that term, hell in a handbasket, because I don't know. Is hell in a handbasket? I don't know. But the country has taken a distinctive about face. No longer are we energy independent. It's dangerous. It's more dangerous. We are in crisis after crisis after crisis. Boy, that Donald Trump, he sure is bad for the country. And there are people, believe it or not, the media has succeeded in brainwashing that Donald Trump was the problem. That even now the problems that they create on purpose, intentionally, to advance their deadly authoritarian agenda is somehow laid at the feet of Donald Trump. Boy, that's a neat trick, isn't it? You get to wreak havoc and then blame it on somebody else. That's kind of where we are. But you know what? It's a matrix. It's a false reality. It isn't true. And you don't even have to believe me, because I don't have a vested interest in you believing everything that I say. I enjoy when people take question and decide for themselves. I actually enjoy that. And that's what this program is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So that is the second segment here in the first hour. We're going to take a top of the hour break. When we come back, I think we'll have another guest. At least I hope so. Or you're going to have to listen to me or call in. Karen Cataline will be right back on the Power Hour Radio Show. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.